Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired. TikTok is shadow-promoting banned content in Russia. The company said it would prevent Russia-based users from uploading fresh content, but some new videos are still showing up on FYPs. By Victoria Elliott. In the weeks following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the Kremlin criminalized anything it considered false information about state entities or the war in Ukraine. In response, on March 6th, TikTok suspended live streaming and new content on the app for Russia-based users. But a new report reveals that certain Russia-based accounts continue to upload videos to the platform, which in turn serves them to Russian users. Call it shadow promotion. That's the term used by Salvatore Romano, head of research at the Mozilla-funded digital rights nonprofit Tracking Exposed, which recently released the report. Unlike shadow banning, where creators post content that a platform's algorithms or content moderation suppress, TikTok's shadow promotion keeps videos off the creators' accounts, but promotes those videos to the For You pages, or FYPs, of other users. This is something we've never seen, Romano says. In some cases, certain verified accounts dodged the ban altogether, with new content appearing both under their accounts and in other users' feeds. The researchers conducted their study between May and July 2022, using VPNs to access TikTok from Russian IP addresses to get a sense of what the platform might feel like to a Russia-based user. If a user were to follow an international account, the researchers used the BBC, for example, they would not be able to see any videos on the account's page, but new content posted would still show up on their FYP. The pages of Russian entities, like state-owned Sputnik News, continue to show videos from before the ban, with new content only appearing on FYPs. TikTok will say, "We removed this number of accounts, we blocked this amount of videos, and so on," says Romano. But if we don't have an independent way to assess not just the content, but also the algorithmic promotion of the content on the platform, we will never be able to assess if content moderation is actually in place or not, says Romano. He suspects that TikTok may have begun allowing certain accounts to create new content in order to hang on to Russian users, many of whom would likely stop using the platform without fresh videos filling their feeds. In order to not completely lose the market, they are probably trying to put back some features and some content without clearly going against the Russian law on fake news, he says. Many of the verified accounts that seem to have evaded the ban altogether were focused on entertainment, including Yandex Music, BeautyBomb.rus, and Kinopoisk, a film database. Unlike Google, which was fined $370 million in July by Russia for failing to remove content from YouTube that the government considers false, Romano says TikTok has faced much less pressure from Moscow. Most other international platforms keep their policies constant across the world, like Facebook and YouTube, which is still not removing anti-Putin content, says Salvatore. TikTok's country-by-country approach could have serious implications in the future, says Mark Fadul, co-director of Tracking Exposed. If we imagine this in the context of, say, the invasion of Taiwan, and think of what content could potentially be shared or promoted or demoted by TikTok in such a context, and the type of pressure it might receive from the Chinese government, I think it really highlights the importance of having proper control mechanisms and checks and balances, he says. Wired reached out to TikTok with specific questions about why the platform chose to create exceptions to its policy on Russia, how it selected the accounts that were allowed to continue creating and posting content, and whether the company had been in contact with the Russian government about these policies. TikTok spokesperson Jamie Favazza told Wired that the company's policies for our service in Russia have not changed, and we continue working to enforce them for the safety of our employees and community. However, without transparency on how its algorithm works and how it applies those policies, researchers warn that it's impossible to know whether TikTok is living up to its public commitments. The more we base platforms on algorithms, the more we need algorithmic accountability, says Romano. And unfortunately, algorithm accountability is not easy and is not something that platforms are willing to do. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.